USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those that have chosen not to evacuate and they're on our coast, it's too late.
That's Florida's Governor Rick Scott speaking this morning as a powerful and, by some estimations, monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is heading for the Florida Panhandle.
I'm disappointed if anybody didn't evacuate, but especially any kids that weren't evacuated, because 12 feet, think about this, 12 feet of storm surge. Water's going to come up. It's going to cover your roof. You do not have a chance to survive that. So I'm very concerned.
The storm expected to hit within the next few hours before heading up into Georgia, Alabama, and the Carolinas, which certainly don't need any more rain after the flooding from Hurricane Florence. Several airports on the Florida Panhandle are now closed because of the storm. And the National Hurricane Center is calling Michael, in its words, potentially catastrophic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The family of the driver involved in Saturday's deadly limousine crash in upstate New York is putting a spotlight on the vehicle's safety record. A lawyer for the family of Scott Lesnickia says he thought he was driving a safe vehicle when he and 19 others died in that crash. Investigators say the limo, in fact, had been ordered out of service, having had problems with its brakes and tires. But they've also said Lesnickia was not licensed to drive such a vehicle. At a rally in Council Bluffs, Iowa yesterday, President Trump speaks about a proposal he's made to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of the corn-based fuel ethanol.
We are unleashing the power of E15 to fuel our country all year long.
Farmers in Iowa and other states have been pushing for greater sales of ethanol. The EPA currently doesn't allow the sale of gas with more than 15% of ethanol in it because of possible smog. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 22-year-old woman who attends the University of Florida in Gainesville has been held at the International Airport in Tel Aviv for a week. Lara Al-Kasem was recently the president of a student group that supports boycotting Israel in support of Palestinians, and she was traveling to Israel to study, but authorities say she either has to renounce that boycott movement or go back to the U.S. Al-Kasem is appealing her deportation. A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black.
That's crazy.
I know.
Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
I got two kids I'm babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart, went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. And Taylor Swift named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards, winning last night also for Favorite Pop Rock Album, Favorite Pop Rock Female Artist, and Tour of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.